Justices on Utah's Supreme Court heard oral arguments Wednesday in a case challenging the Holly Refinery's expansion. But the discussion centered on legal process, not air pollution. KUER's Judy Fays reports.
Environmentalists have complained for years about expanding refineries adding pollution to the Salt Lake Valley's air. But Supreme Court justices ruled against them just 2 months ago in a similar case about the Tesoro refinery.
The court was very direct in saying, if you're going to bring a case to the Supreme Court, you actually have to prepare and bring the case in the proper way.
Christian Stevens is a Utah Assistant Attorney General who defended how state regulators handled Holly's expansion. He talked outside the courtroom Wednesday about flaws in the environmentalists' case.
And they hadn't done that before, and their approach to the case here was really identical.
The Utah Physicians for a Healthy Environment brought the Tesoro case, and it was joined this time by another environmental group, Friends of Great Salt Lake. Both refinery cases are pioneering because they're the first in a new process state lawmakers created 5 years ago to limit environmental challenges.
We have to reduce emissions.
Joro Walker is the attorney who argued the refinery cases, which she linked to federal regulations that require Utah to cut winter smog episodes.
And the Holly expansion allowed a significant increase in emissions. Our position is that the law prevents that from happening. That was the argument we wanted to make.
The justices are expected to take months to decide the Holly case. Judy Fays, KUER News.